الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام أو الله عز وجل have mercy on us أو the one who is the most honorable, the most gracious بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجا بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله All praises belong to Allah Azza wa Jalla, our sustainer, provider, cherisher and nourisher, the master of the day of judgment, the owner, initiator and creator of everything that exists. We send abundance of peace and blessings upon His chosen Habib, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the prophet of rahmah, the intercessor of the ummah, the owner of jannah, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We send peace and blessings upon his illustrious family and noble companions, ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. We say marhaba ahlan wa sahlan bikum to all our esteemed viewers and listeners. Alhamdulillah, we thank Allah Azza wa Jalla for all the bounties which He Azza wa Jalla has bestowed upon us through the blessings of Nabiya Kareem, Raufur Rahim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today inshallah Azza wa Jalla, once again a beautiful parable from the Holy Quran Pak with relation to Surah Al-Baqarah. Ji, this is of course a very famous chapter of the Holy Quran Pak, which is the second surah of the Quran, and it is a very lengthy surah, subhanallah, the most longest surah in the Quran. Is this what we are going to be discussing? Why the name has been named as Surah Al-Baqarah, and what is the reason behind this, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Together with that, of course, we will even narrate the story of Surah Al-Baqarah. So please stay tuned with us and learn, enhance, and increase your knowledge. Inshallah, make good intentions before watching this program. As per routine, of course, we relate a story with relation to the Durood-e Pak, or we mentioned the ahadith that will of course rejuvenate us and increase our jazba and enthusiasm to increase our recitation of the Durood-e Pak. So listen to this beautiful and amazing story, subhanallah. It has been mentioned, a very pious person by the name of Sayyid Ahmad rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he set off for Madinatul Munawwara. He was a great Sufi saint of his time, subhanallah. And he traveled in many countries to Madinatul Munawwara. He went through many cities and other countries. And by the time he reached Madinatul Munawwara, he was out of Zad-e-Safar. Zad-e-Safar se murad ye ki, Allahu Akbar, travel expenses. Aap jab safar karte hain, hum jab safar karte hain, so we make sure that we have enough clothes, we have enough belongings with us in terms of possession, in terms of money. Aki hum kisi se mange na, Allahu Akbar. But these are those people that had full tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nonetheless, during his journey, he was out of funds and his condition was so critical that due to hunger, his stomach was in, his cheekbones began to pop out and he turned pale in color. However, when he reached Madinatul Munawwara, he presented himself in the court of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am the beggar of your darbar. I have come to beg from you. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I do not find this appropriate to ask others for help, whereas I am your guest and you are my host. Oh, the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla, I haven't eaten for several days and this is my condition. Having said this, he says that he felt drowsy and he slept right there at the Mubarak chamber of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His eyes closed And when his physical eyes closed, his spiritual eyes had opened and his fortune had smiled at him, for he in his dream was blessed with the ziyarat of Mustafa Jani Rahmat sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who then said to him, "O Ahmad, look at your condition. What has happened to you? Allahu Akbar." And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam presented to him a naan, a roti in his dream, Allahu Akbar, and fed him with his own blessed and mubarak hands. Sayyid Ahmad says, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam fed me half a roti in my dream, whereas I had the other half in my hand, and as I opened my eyes, I had noticed, subhanallah, that I still have the other half roti in my hand. Subhanallah. Though the roti and the bread was fed to him in his dream by the blessed and affectionate hands of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but he says, when I opened my eyes, I was already content because of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam feeding me in my dream. And furthermore, I had the other half roti in my hand. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, he says that I was reciting durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam abundantly. And as I recited durood and sent salams and salutations upon the most exalted and the celebrated Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's when my eyes closed and my fortune had smiled at me. When a person is presented in the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to phir apna haal aur kisko sunaye? Apna dukh dard aur kisko bataye? Allahu Akbar, as the poet says so beautifully,
haal dil kisko sunaye aapke hote hue, 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 kyun kisi ke dar pe jaye aapke hote hue, kyun kisi ke dar pe jaye aapke hote hue.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And the other point, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, is that subhanallah, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam knows the condition of every ummati and follower of his. Allah ta'ala hum sabko pyara pyara Madina dikhaye aur pyara pyara Makkatul Mukarrama bhi dikhaye, zada Allahu sharafan wa ta'zeema. But when you present yourself there, you would notice, whether in Makkah Sharif, whether in Madinatul Munawwara, in fact in Madinatul Munawwara, aside from those who can speak, jinko bolna aata hai, sarkar to unko de hi rahe hain sallallahu alayhi wasallam, unko bhi diya ja raha hai, wo bhi khali haath nahi lut rahe hain. Allahu Akbar. Balki main yaad karna chahta hu, jo bol nahi sakte hain, jo baat nahi kar sakte hain, those who cannot speak, those who do not have the ability to speak, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has his mubarak nazar upon their hearts. Allahu Akbar. Unke dil ki kaifiyat ko bhi sarkar sallallahu alaihi wasallam samajhte hain aur jante bhi hain. That is why the poet says, Allahu Akbar, wahi bharte hain jholiyan sabki, kyunki wo samajhte hain boliyan sabki. Aao aao darbar-e-Mustafa ko chale, gham khushi mein wahi pe badalte hain. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, recite lots of durood-e-paak, for the blessings of this durood which you recite upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam will be of course given to you in this world, in the grave, as well as in the hereafter. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. For now we will listen to a kalam written and composed by none other than Imamul Kalam, Kalamul Imam Ash-Shah Mawlana Mufti Ahmad Ridha Khan Fazil-e Barilvi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. بڑا پیارا کلام ہے. رخ دن ہے یا مہر سما, یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں. اس کلام کو سنتے ہیں اور فوراً اس کلام کے بعد ہم دوبارہ اس پروگرام کے ساتھ حاضر ہوں گے. We will be back just after this. ناتی رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, stay tuned with Madani Channel. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
يا مصطفى يا مجتبى خير الورى صلي على رخ دن ہے یا مہر سما یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں شب زلف یا مشک کتا شب زلف یا مشک کتا یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں قمرین سرو جا فضا قمرین سرو جا فضا حیرت نے جھنجھلا کر کہا حیرت نے جھنجھلا کر کہا یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں خورشید تھا کس زور پر کیا بڑھ کے چمکا تھا قمر کیا بڑھ کے چمکا تھا قمر بے پردہ جب وہ رخ ہوا بے پردہ جب وہ رخ ہوا یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں اسیا کی سزا اب ہو گیا روز جزا اب ہو گیا روز جزا دی ان کی رحمت نے صدا دی ان کی رحمت نے صدا یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں صبحوں تک سونا تجھے شب صبحوں تک سونا تجھے شرمِ نبی خوفِ خدا شرمِ نبی خوفِ خدا یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں یا ہوتی ہے نغمہ سرا حق یہ کہ واصف ہے تیرا حق یہ کہ واصف ہے تیرا یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں رخ دن ہے یا مہر سما یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں شب زلف یا مشک کتا شب زلف یا مشک کتا یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں
کیا بات ہے مدینے کی ماشاءاللہ ماشاءاللہ رخ دن ہے یا مہر سما یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں شب زلف یا مشک خطا یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں and one beautiful شعر سبحان اللہ he mentioned was that سبحان اللہ خورشید تھا کس زور پر ہائے 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 خورشید تھا کس زور پر کیا بڑھ کے چمکا تھا قمر بے پردہ بے پردہ جب وہ رخ ہوا یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر سیدی اعلی حضرت رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ ان دس کپلٹ ایکسپلینز دا ایکسٹراویگنٹ اینڈ ان پیرلل اینڈ امیزنگ بیوٹی آف نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم خورشید تھا کس زور پر اسپیکنگ اباؤٹ خورشید دا سورج دا سن دا برائٹنس آف دا سن کیا بڑھ کے چمکا تھا قمر اینڈ with regards to the beauty of the moon, subhanallah, subhanallah, its shine, its light, everyone praises. Lekin, when this both were exposed to the beauty of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when the parda and the veil was lifted from the Mubarak face of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that is to say, when he sallallahu alayhi wasallam came into this world, Allahu Akbar, yeh bhi nahi, woh bhi nahi. Even the sun has lost its shine, even the sun has lost its brightness and the moon had lost its shine after seeing the beauty of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. May Allah azza wa jal grant us the true love and connection with the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because the poet then says very beautifully, is shayr ke baad inshallah aage badhte hain. He says, ab meri nikaah ho جچتا نہیں کوئی اب میری نگاہوں میں جچتا نہیں کوئی کیونکہ جیسے میرے سرکار ہے ایسا نہیں کوئی نہیں کوئی جیسے میرے سرکار ہے نہیں کوئی تم سا تو ہنسی آنکھ دے دیکھا نہیں کوئی تم سا تو ہنسی آنکھ دے دیکھا نہیں کوئی ارے یہ شان لطافت ہے کہ سایہ نہیں کوئی نہیں کوئی یہ شان لطافت ہے کہ سایہ نہیں کوئی نہیں کوئی یہ شان لطافت ہے کہ سایہ نہیں کوئی نہیں کوئی جیسے میرے سرکار ہے صلو علی الحبیب صلی صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. الحمد لله. So yes, we were discussing some couplets from this Naat Rukh Din Hai Ya Mehre Sama, Ye Bhi Nahi Wo Bhi Nahi. Alhamdulillah. And now coming back to our respective and important discussion and topic for today, subhanallah. Yes, maybe kai, of course, lessons here. There are many lessons that derive from this amazing parable of the Holy Quran Pak. And it is related to, of course, Surah Al-Baqarah. It is related to a pious person from the Bani Israel who was an obedient servant of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And he was a very pious person. He was a very devoted man. And he only had a single calf in his property. Before his death, he goes into the jungles, into the bushes, and he supplicates in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying, Ya Arhamar Rahimin, this is the only thing I have in my possession, and I leave this under your custody, under your protection, as inheritance for my awlad, for my son who is very small at this age. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So, this young, or this pious person, should I say, of Bani Israel, who had a young son and then of course left his single calf that he had in his property under the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then soon died after some time. When he died, on the other hand, his son that was small at that time when his father had passed away, he turned out to be, and he grew up to be, a very devoted man, just as his father, pious, obedient, nek, hua bada ho karke. And it has been mentioned that this young man divided his night into three parts. One night he would sleep, the other night he would worship Allah Azza wa Jalla, and the third part of the night he would serve his mother. Apni ammi ki khidmat kiya karta tha wo. Allahu Akbar. And then for earning a living, he would go to the jungles, he would break the sticks from the trees, the logs and the branches, and he would then of course sell them in the market, and this is how he used to make a living. He used to support his mother and himself. And even from that money that he used to earn, it has been mentioned in the tafsir of the Quran that this young boy would then spend one third in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such as giving charity from his earnings, and the second half he would spend on his mother, and the other one third he would spend on himself. Allahu Akbar. So one third as charity, one third on his mother, and the other one third of his wealth, of his earnings, he would spend on his own necessities and needs. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, it so happened that one day this mother of this young boy says to him, Oh my beta, your beloved father has left a calf very, very long ago under the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for you, so that when you grow up, you could have something that you could perhaps use or sell as inheritance. And your father left this under the protection of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So, oh my son, you should go to a certain area, in a certain place. And this was an extraordinary, she described this entire cow, how the color was yellowish in color, and it was very brightened and amazing to the people who sighted this. She says it was an extraordinary cow. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, this young boy goes and he then supplicated by that particular bush or area where his mother had commanded him to do so. So then suddenly when he made this dua, a cow came to him running and then stood next to him. Allahu Akbar. He then taken this cow and he went straight to his home. Once he went back home and he showed his mother this cow, his mother was amazed to see that how big this cow is now gone. Subhanallah. Then she says to him, Oh my son, now take this cow and go to the market and sell this cow, nothing less than 3 dirhams. Allahu Akbar. So 3 dinars is what you will get for this cow, and nothing less than that. And oh my son, remember very well that when you do sell this cow, if somebody offers you more or less, you would not sell this without consulting me. The condition she placed as a mother, the condition she put to this business dealing, was that you would not sell this cow without consulting with me. So he says, Yes, Ammijan, koi baat nahi. I will do as you say. So he goes to the marketplace, and then subhanallah, it was an amazing cow. People really appreciated the way it looked. It was something unusual. There was no cow that looked like this cow. Nonetheless, a person then came to him and offered him double and triple the amount. In fact, this person was no human being, but rather he was an angel. Allahu Akbar. And this angel came to this young boy and said to him that I will pay you double the price of this cow, providing that you do not consult with your mother and sell this cow as it is. So he also said, no ways. Under no circumstances, under no condition would I ever sell this cow to you or to anyone without consulting my mother, because this is the promise I have made to my mother, that I wouldn't do so. So I will have to consult with her before selling this. Anyways, he came back home and he told his mother the entire story, that I did meet a person today in the marketplace who offered me double and triple the amount than the actual value of this cow. But of course, I then said to him that I would not sell it without consulting with you. And his condition was, I do not consult with you. So then the mother then thought about this and she said, Beta, oh my son, perhaps this could be an angel. This could be a test for us. So why don't you go back to the marketplace and then ask this person whether we should sell this cow or should we not sell this cow? Allahu Akbar. Nonetheless, this young boy goes back to the marketplace. And then he meets with the same person, and then he asked him, and that angel then said to him that no, do not sell this cow, for the people of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam will buy this cow from you, and you would not sell them this cow but for the amount of gold that can fit in its hide. Allahu Akbar. The amount of gold that could fit in its hide is the actual value that you will gain for this cow. So do not sell this cow for dirham and dinars, but rather wait for that moment in time. So it happened that from the Bani Israel, there was a very prominent and a very big businessman who was murdered and killed, and his name was Amin. He had died, and his own paternal cousins had killed him and threw his lash and his body in the bushes in an isolated place. So now, because he was a businessman, he became very famous. He was a prominent person of the area and his tribe and people. So the search began for him, and finally they found his dead corpses. And of course, this became a big thing, and the murderers were hiding his own paternal cousins. So finally, when they could not find the murderers, they came to Sayyidina Musa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam and inquired about this problem and how do we find the murderers of this person named Amil and his family members are putting a lot of pressure. So Sayyidina Musa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam then said to them that, look, if you want to know who are the murderers, go and slaughter a cow. Allahu Akbar. And after slaughtering the cow, take either the tongue or the bone of the tail and touch it on Amil who had died, and he will resurrect from the dead and he will mention the names of his murderers. Allahu Akbar. Those people that have killed him, he will mention their names to you. So these people then began to ask questions. Okay, this is very interesting. So what type of a cow should we look for? Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam initially did not put any condition about the cow with relation to the size, with relation to the weight, with relation to the color, and how the cow should look and how it should be. But they began to ask questions with relation to the size and color, so on and so forth. So Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam then kept on giving them answers as they were asking questions, and Allah azza wa jal then revealed this to them, that they should go and search for this extraordinary cow. Allahu Akbar. Now they began the search. Instead of looking for the murderers of Amil, now they are in search of this cow. Ki ab is tarah ka janwar kahan se mile? Nonetheless, dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, they began searching, and the search continued to the time that then they finally met with this young boy of this pious man, who was the only person who had such a cow, that when they seen this cow, they were like, you know what? This is the exact cow that Sayyidina Musa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam had mentioned that we should purchase and buy. So when they asked him the price of this cow, and he mentioned that, well, I will take gold equivalent to the amount that could fit in its hide. And those people paid the price for this. They purchased the cow and then they slaughtered the cow. After doing so, they took the tail or the tongue of the cow and they touched it on the dead person. He resurrected and he even mentioned the names of his murderers by saying, my two paternal cousins have done this to me, and he was dead again. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers in the Madani channel, in this way here, the scholars have mentioned that subhanallah, it is the blessings and it is the barakah of the pious predecessors or the pious person who left this in the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, the holy bondsmen of Allah azza wa jal carry a lot of blessing. So we learn that subhanallah, Allah azza wa jal places barakah and blessings in the things that we leave under the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawakkul. Yes, it is tawakkul. It is that reliance and trust which we place in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now compare ourselves, you know, to the level of tawakkul. This person have had that he left his calf under the protection of Allah azza wa jal in the jungles, in the bushes. And subhanallah, that cow was then returned to the son. After so many years, Allah azza wa jal returned this calf. So the ulama and the scholars have mentioned the pious man left the calf under the protection of Allah azza wa jal to help his son. So we learn that being affectionate towards children and leaving some heritage, leaving some wealth behind them is actually the tariqah and the path of the pious predecessors. Subhanallah. These are the style and the path of the chosen people. It's not that we leave them with so much with un-Islamic as they are. Many worlds made out there which are contrary to the teachings of Islam. Log wool bana rahe hote hain aur wo na shariat ke mutabiq hota hai na hum ulama aur muftiyan ikram ke paas jaate hain. We don't sit in their company, and people make their own worlds, and when this is not followed, there is arguments and fights in generations to come. The grandfather committed the mistake, and today the great grandchildren are paying the price for it. Aaj tak familyon mein baatein nahi ho rahi hain. Aaj tak kalam nahi kar pate ek dusre ke sath, aankhon mein aankhein dal karke baat nahi kar pate hain. Why? Because the great grandfather caused the problem by not distributing the inheritance according to Islamic law, and injustice was done during his lifetime, and then there is animosity and hatred and hasad in the children. Executives are chosen that you will be the executive for this property or for this wealth, and then they are commanded to do the wrong things. There are so many wrongs that happens, dear viewers. In fact, if you go to the website of Da'awat Islami, www.da'awatislami.net, and there you will find inshallah many books related to inheritance. Ki virasat ka maal kis tarah se taqseem kiya jata hai, balki aap na ulama ikram ke paas jaye, go to the muftiyan ikram and contact our Darul Ifta department of Da'awat Islami, and they will advise you what are the do's and don'ts, how can you go about and sort your wool out, your virasat and your inheritance inshallah azza wa jal. Furthermore, Allah provides sustenance in abundance from the unseen sources to those who are obedient and those who serve their parents. Wasn't this a beautiful lesson, dear viewers? Subhanallah, ki aap ne shuru hi mein suna, ye jo nojawan bachcha tha, this young boy, one of his qualities was that he served his mother. When he earned money, what he would do with this money that he earned by selling sticks from the jungles into the marketplace, he would spend one third in charity, he would spend one third on his mother, and then he will spend one third upon himself at the end. Allahu Akbar. He will even divide his night into three parts by serving his mother, making his khidmat for his mother. So we learn, dear viewers, that unfortunately in today's day and age, it's all about earning money, it's all about chasing the world. Ki bas duniya hasil ho jaye, chahe kis tarah se hasil ho jaye, chahe par hum apne maa baap ko sataye, unko rulaye, unko pareshan kare, unko mare peete, astaghfirullah. These are the things that people are doing out there and saying, well, I've got so much of responsibilities upon my shoulder, we are violating their rights, and then we're taking badduas from them, we're actually taking the curse of the angels and the pious predecessors on us by disrespecting our parents and going against their will. Allah Azza wa Jal has also blessed you with a job, subhanallah. You have a good job, a good business, and you earn a good amount of income. Lekin, please understand, ask yourself this question. You spend thousands of rands on unnecessary items such as eat out, We go to the marketplaces. We go and enjoy with the family. But here the mother says, beta, meri dawaiyan khatam ho gayi hain. Buy me some medication. We look for the cheapest of medications. We go and bargain. And sometimes we don't even buy what they want. If we give them 1,000 rand, for example, or £100, and we spend £500 on eat outs, the eat outs is better than spending that £100 on your mother. This is what we feel. You know what? I spent something on you. But the other amount, the maximum amount, goes on enjoyment of this world. Do whatever you can to please them, dear viewers. Do whatever you can to make them happy. Least what's expected for a person that disrespects his mother is that he has earned his hell instead of earning his Jannah. Because your parents could either be the means for you to enter into Jannah, or they could be the reason for you to enter into Jahannam. If you took care of them and you look after them, despite being very upset with them, no matter what the situation may be, dear viewers, no matter what, the thing is that, do you want to be successful in the hereafter? Do you want not to be into any problem in the hereafter? So there is the chance here. Sometimes we are put into difficult situations. Go and see in the old age homes. South Africa ke andar ek ghar banaya jaye, shayad sari dunya mein is tarah ke ghar honge. Those parents who are neglected, those parents that have been abandoned by their children, is called the old age home. Haan. Budha ghar khana jise kehte hain, jisme budhe log rehte hain. Unke bachcho ne unko pheka hua hai, unko wahan chhod diya gaya hoga. To is tarah ke log wahan rehte hain. Allahu Akbar. And you go and ask them, and they will tell you that I have worked very hard with my hard sweat money by making my son a doctor, an engineer. Lekin aaj us padhai ne mere bachche ko ye tarbiyat di ki aaj usne mujhe yahan choda hua hai. 4 saal ho gaye, 5 saal ho gaye, 10 saal ho gaye. Aise log pade hue hain. Aise aise situation hai ki maa baap ka intiqal tak ho gaya lekin bachcho ke paas time nahi kya ke dekhen. Allahu Akbar. So what happened to my parents? Even they passed away from this world, but no one is there to go and receive their bodies. No one is going to go and fulfill the last rituals of their mayyat. So this is a critical condition, dear viewers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pardon our sins. And another beautiful point that comes to mind, dear viewers, is that argumentation and debate in commandments of Allah azza wa jal brings afflictions. So when Allah azza wa jal has commanded you and I to do something, and then we debate about this command, what is actually meant? We ask more questions and make it more difficult for our own selves. Sometimes a simple and easy rule, we don't want to understand and we want to dig it more and find more reasons. What could be the actual mas'ala? Yes, one is to understand the mas'ala. But many a times, a lot of people out there want to base everything on logic. कि हम जब तक इस दिमाग के साथ नहीं समझ पाएंगे ना, हम इस मसले को बिलीव नहीं कर पाएंगे. बाकी ऑल द मसला दैट हैव बीन एक्सप्लेन बाय आवर मुज्तहिदीन बाय द स्कॉलर्स ऑफ इस्लाम, इमाम आज़म अबू हनीफा, देयर आर सो मेनी मसाइल दैट हैव बीन एक्सप्लेन एंड डिफाइंड बाय द मुफ्तियान इकराम. बट मेनी टाइम्स वी स्टिल वांट टू अंडरस्टैंड इट थ्रू आवर ओन इंटेलेक्ट. बिकॉज हम बिजनेस माइंडेड लोग हैं, तो हम इसी तरह समझेंगे. और जब नहीं समझते हैं, और जब खोद खोद के हम लेते हैं, and we want to dig and make more post-mortem of that masala, then we actually put ourselves into destruction and affliction, because then that masala becomes very hard for us to understand. And we do not fulfill and do the right thing as Allah has commanded us to do. So here, if they had not asked questions with relation to the color of the cow, size of the cow, weight of the cow, how it should be, where it should be, etc., so on and so forth, it was simple, because Musa alayhi salatu wasalam never put any condition to the cow. He just said, go and slaughter a cow. But no, they want to ask for color. So what happened was that because they asked for the color, so then they received the price for it. They had to pay the price for it. Gold equivalent to the amount that could fit in the hide of this cow. Imagine how much this young boy had benefited from one cow, dear of yours, that his progeny perhaps could have eaten from that. Subhanallah, he benefited so much. More than selling that for the 3 dinars or dirhams that he could have got for it. Furthermore, the ulama and scholars have mentioned, the one who gives his wealth under the protection of Allah Azza wa Jal, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects it and bestows endless blessings in it. Leaving anything in the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a blessing to your viewers and listeners of Madani channel, subhanallah. And of course, this sort of tawakkul and tranquility is amazing. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless us with that amount of tawakkul and trust, inshallah. We have a Madani Guldasta, inshallah. Let's listen to this Madani Guldasta. And this has come upon much request from the viewers out there with Ghulam Rasool. Ghulam Rasool ki Madani Phool sunte, inshallah. And when we are back, we also have some farmaish. I will read them out, inshallah, as we come back. Till then, stay tuned with Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Wow, Mother Bablu, mashallah. After eating popcorns, you have become strong.
Yes, you're right. Look at this.
But Brother Bablu has no power or strength at all.
So should we have a competition then?
Yes, go on then.
Brother Numan, hold my popcorn for a second.
Dear Brother Bablu, now show me your hand. Go on, try to free your hand now.
What's happening here? Brother Numan? Brother Ghulam Rasool, Brother Bablu and Brother Fizan were competing each other to see who is more powerful. And Brother Fizan let go of Brother Bablu's hand and he fell down.
Brother Fizan, that's not very nice, is it? You harmed a Muslim brother of yours. The summary of a beautiful hadith is that a Muslim is he from whose tongue and hand another Muslim stays safe.
Brother Ghulam Rasool, from now on, inshallah, I will not harm anyone.
And Brother Bablu, even if we do have power, then it is not necessary for us to let everyone know that we are powerful.
Brother Ghulam Rasool, it was my mistake as well. I will avoid doing so in future.
Alhamdulillah, mashallah, subhanallah. Yes, dear viewers, alhamdulillah, we were listening to the Madani Pools of Ghulam Rasool. Alhamdulillah. Kaniz Fatima and Ghulam Rasool are famous throughout the world. Alhamdulillah, we have our viewers out there. Brother Mish Sharif. Oh, Sharif. MashaAllah, really enjoying the early echo program. May Allah Azza wa Jalla bless me and Madani channel. MashaAllah, MashaAllah, Alhamdulillah. We say shukran to him as well. Amin bijahin nabiyyil amin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also, Brother Sadiq have mentioned, blessed ones again with the early echo, a small request for Naat Sharif if possible. Meri Ulfat Madina. Say Yuhi Nahi, MashaAllah. Brother Pervez Ali and all the other viewers out there, MashaAllah. One brother asked a question for benefits of reciting Surah Al-Baqarah. The benefits of Surah Al-Baqarah are many, dear viewers. The blessings of the entire Quran is amazing. So, if the person recites Surah Al-Baqarah, it's basically meant for removing evil, jinns, jadu, bala, shaitan, pareshani, calamities, blockages. If you read this for 41 days in your business, at your business area where you operate from, Allah Azza wa Jalla will provide lots of barakah and blessings in that business and you will get rid of the evil spirits around you as well, inshallah. Azza wa Jalla. It benefits sick people as well. It brings about barakah to the family, wealth and life as well. So there are many blessings of Surah Baqarah. Aap isko agar padhe to ye zyada behtar hoga. A lot of people say that we want to play this via the MP3. Matlab ye ki hum USB ke zariye se isko chalayenge. Zahir si baat hai, Quran Pak sunna ye bhi ibadat hai. Aur hum samajh sakte hain. Lekin of course to recite the Quran yourself loudly, loud enough that you could hear yourself reciting the Quran Pak, subhanallah. Or if you have audience, of course, that would listen to the proper recitation of the Quran. I am trying to say that with tajweed, proper makharij, after learning the Quran Pak, that you could recite it properly, inshallah. So make the habit of reciting the surah. You will see lots and lots of barakah. Chali, inshallah, let's recite one or two couplets of this kalam, which was requested by Sayyid Sahib, inshallah. Meri ulfat Madine se yuhi nahi. Milke padhte hain.
Sallallahu alayka ya, ya Rasulallah. وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله میری الفت مدینے سے یوں ہی نہیں میری الفت مدینے سے یوں ہی نہیں میرے آقا کا روضہ مدینے میں ہے میں مدینے کیسے کھینچوں میں مدینے کی جانب نہ کیسے کھینچوں میرا دین اور دنیا مدینے میں ہے. عرش اعظم سے جس کی بڑی شان ہے, روزہ مصطفیٰ جس کی پہچان ہے, روزہ مصطفیٰ جس کی پہچان ہے, جس کا ہم پلہ کوئی محلہ نہیں, جس کا ہم پلہ کوئی محلہ نہیں, ایک ایسا محلہ مدینے میں ہے. میری الفت مدینے سے یوں ہی نہیں, میرے آقا کا روزہ مدینے میں ہے. پھر مجھے موت کا کوئی خطرہ نہ ہو, موت کیا زندگی کی بھی پرواہ نہ ہو, موت کیا زندگی کی بھی پرواہ نہ ہو. کاش سرکار ایک بار مجھ سے کہیں, کاش سرکار ایک بار مجھ سے کہیں, اب تیرا جینا مرنا مدینے میں ہے. میری الفت مدینے سے یوں ہی نہیں, میرے آقا کا روزہ مدینے میں ہے.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ. بیفور وی اینڈ دی ویورز, آئی وانٹ ٹو لیو یو وتھ سم تھنگ ویری این لائٹنگ ایز دس پیرابل آف دا قرآن پاک ٹوڈے. ماشاء اللہ ہیڈ گیون اس اے نیو ڈفرنٹ ڈائمینشن آف تھنکنگ, یو نو دیٹ یس ہم دن رات محنت کرتے ہیں, سب محنت کرتے ہیں الحمد للہ, اس نیت سے کرتے ہیں کہ بھائی میرے بچے کھائیں پئیں مزے میں رہیں, آنے والے جو نسلیں ہیں وہ سکون سے رہیں. لیکن اس کا مطلب یہ نہیں ہے دیٹ وی شوڈ اسٹریس سو مچ اباؤٹ دس دیٹ وی آر ان کنسرن اباؤٹ اور اون آخرت. وی آر سو کنسرن اباؤٹ ایکومولیٹنگ دا ویلتھ دیٹ وی وائلیٹ دا رائٹس آف اللہ عز و جل. وی ہیپیلی لائک ٹو پرفارم اور قضا صلا ود آؤٹ میکنگ اٹ ادا ڈسپائٹ ہیونگ دا ٹائم. وی آر سو انگراسڈ ان ٹو آور بزنس, وی آر سو انوالوڈ ان ٹو دس ورلڈلی انوائرمنٹ that we cannot afford to take the smallest knock on finance, but we love and we enjoy missing our salahs. That's not a big knock for us at all. Violating the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal, upsetting Almighty Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, earning His wrath is nothing difficult upon us, because why? I have the time to make qaza. If this is the way people think, dear viewers, how would you see barakah and blessings in your coming progeny, in your wealth? How will this wealth ever benefit them? So have the tawakkul of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. آپ ذرا سوچیں, لک ایٹ دا توکل آف سیدتنا ہاجرہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہا, دیٹ وین ابراہیم علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام لیفٹ ہر ایٹ وادی زیزرہ جہاں پہ کچھ نہیں تھا, اینڈ وین شی آسکڈ ہم کہ آن ہوز بھروسہ آر یو لیونگ می ہیر, کس کے بھروسے پہ مجھے چھوڑا جا رہا ہے, اینڈ ہی میڈ اشارہ, ہی انڈیکیٹڈ ٹوارڈز دا رحمت آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی. دین شی سیڈ ٹھیک ہے, اف اللہ عز و جل یو ہیو لیفٹ می انڈر ہز پروٹیکشن, مجھے کوئی پرواہ نہیں ہے, مجھے کوئی غم کوئی حزن و ملال نہیں ہے, مجھے کوئی فکر نہیں ہے, اللہ اکبر. اینڈ دین دس واز اے لیول آف توکل. دیر واز لٹل بٹ واٹر, لٹل بٹ ڈیٹس دیٹ گاٹ فنش, رین آؤٹ آف دیٹ, اللہ دین گیو ہر زمزم واٹر. ٹوڈے مکہ المکرمہ از اے سینٹرل پوائنٹ آف دا ورلڈ, ساری دنیا کے لوگ یہاں جاتے ہیں اور وہاں جانے کے لیے تڑپتے ہیں, روتے ہیں, اللہ اکبر, اللہ اکبر. دس از دا برکت آف ہر توکل, ڈیئر ویورز, اینڈ دس از آور مدنی چینل. ہماری توکل کو کیا ہوا ہے that we stress so much about our اولاد but we are not concerned about what we are doing for our children in terms of the آخرت and for ourselves as well. So earn a living, but whatever living you earn, whatever wealth you accumulate, leave that upon the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and earn it through halal rozi. Earn that through halal means. Make sure that wealth is tayyib, it is pure, and then leave that under the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will see how Allah will provide barakah and blessings in that little that you have left, because you have left that with sincerity, inshallah. You have left it with a good heart, without hurting others, without violating the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there is a major difference, dear viewers. Alhamdulillah, the point that we learned from Surah Al-Baqarah is that always find the best animal to sacrifice in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Chahe aap usko khairat ke hawale se de rahe hain, chahe aap usko qurban kar rahe hain, qurbani hamesha acha hi hona chahiye. Always sacrifice the best so that you could earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Until tomorrow, stay good, be good, do good, and remember, wherever you are, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.